Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back. One in the books, two to go, plenty more show. Barry from Wichita, Nick and Joel from the headquarters here in the Galleria area of Houston, Texas. As we continue to roll on, Barry, you getting the cobwebs out? You feeling better now?
No. I still feel terrible.
Excellent.
Barbecue.
I still feel like I want to die. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, barbecue will ease the pain.
Hair of the dog, though.
They did say that there's like the best barbecue place in Wichita will give us, since we're the comics. They'll give us free food. Like, I can go there and eat. It's like a big, you know, those big aluminum trays that you see?
Right.
They'll just fill that up with meat and hand it to me. I'm like, man, I wish I didn't feel like crap. I'd go get that, but oh, God.
I was waiting for Joel to say something.
Dude, there's nothing better than after a night at the gay bar in Wichita getting a big plate of meat to just to take care of business.
I feel like he doesn't, like...
Like, you can win a. I mean, here. Think about this.
I'm lobbing these softballs.
Yes,
in.
But think about this. If you go to this place several times before the end of the weekend, you could come home with a Yeti cooler set.
I feel like he's smiling. Is he smiling? He feels really happy.
He's got
about
a massive smile on his face right now.
Absolutely.
Joel just laughs. He's like, "Yeah, I'm smiling.
Yeah, I am." They're just. It's like Aaron Judge in the home run contest. Just keep lobbing them up. I'll keep swinging at them.
We got our couple of daily complaints about the signal in the app. I don't know what's wrong. There's nothing wrong with the app, is there, Nick?
Not that I know.
Well,
there's been some complaints, but for the most part, I think it's functional.
Okay.
Yeah, the big thing with the app is it cuts our segments off kind of short sometimes.
Yeah.
It doesn't sync up with the actual
program. Commercial spots fire off.
Yeah.
Weird Raheel commercial spots fire off.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
what isn't a weird Raheel spot anyway?
Right. But we got this form. Maybe we should figure out how to get this to the peeps.
Yeah, John was talking about it and talking about trying to get it. Josh was getting them off of Facebook and otherwise. But if you have complaints, you do need to get them to us about the signal because we're kind of compiling them. So we'll find out. We'll check with the guys in back during the next commercial break and figure out how we can get you to either call,
there is
text,
some sort
or
of form
fill
that
out
you can
the form,
fill out
yeah.
and submit for those of, because there's a lot of people that want to help the process.
Oh, you just emailed Jong and he'll send it to you.
Yep. I think it's jong.lee@galmedia.com.
There you go. That's what I was saying. We were going to find out.
He's
going to
get so many D pics.
Yeah, he is. Dude, he's going to get so much.
Hey, I got something that can help your signal. Check out this antenna. Yeah. Huh?
How's this tower? How's this tower look? Huh? It's a meat tower.
A lot of power in there.
Now he's going to get a bunch of D pics. He wasn't. He was actually going to get people actually requesting the form.
El Jefe will have a field day. What is it again? Jong, J-O-N-G dot Lee, L-E-E, at galmedia, one word, .com?
Correct.
There you go.
You could tweet that out, too. And
yeah, make sure we get you guys to give. If you've got any signal issues, let us know and let us know what they are. We'll take care of that.
Got this text. Damn, Barry, your voice sounds sexy. What happened? Did your balls drop? All right. Well, that's how my day's going. How's yours? Did you see? I saw you post. I don't know who posted, if it was you or Nick, but this LeVar Ball JJ Watt tweet.
Yeah.
I saw the one JJ posted. Yeah. About $400 less. And he got the college kid a pair.
Yeah. $400 less than some shoes on the market and 100% more effective, he said.
Yeah.
And I actually wear them. Look at old JJ.
He's catching some heat for that, too. People thought he should have stayed out of that. But, yeah, it was good to see Mr. Switzerland kind of mix it up a little bit.
Getting sassy a little bit. I like it. And then, it was nice that he gave that kid. Didn't some kid tweet to him and say,
college kid that said, I'd love your shoes, but I don't have the money.
Yeah, and he's like, I got you. Well, how many requests for shoes do you think he got right after that went viral?
As many complaint letters as Jong is going to get. I mean, he got definitely requests, you know, sob story letters for free shoes.
Yeah.
In 140 characters less, of course.
And speaking of, you know, Lonzo and the shoes, we did get a text early in the show from a listener. It says, please read, big fan of the show, love your input on this. Do you think Lonzo is wearing different shoes because he's auditioning for the brands like Nike and Adidas? Or is he wearing different ones to give feedback reviews on which ones helped his game better for BBB?
Well, according to Daddy, who came out and cleared the air, he did not. He can wear whatever he wants, and the only thing they're worried about is if the NBA would have a problem with him jumping around. But being associated with the big baller brand, he can do whatever he wants, and he is not tied to one brand, and he is not in negotiations with Nike. That from LeVar. So take it for what it's worth. I mean, they probably could be knee deep right now, but he's not telling anybody. I will say this, and I tweeted this. The two games that he played, that Lonzo played in the summer league with the BBB brand, he had single-digit points and absolutely crapped the bed. And the two games that
he played... Fell down one time, right?
Yep. And the games that he played while wearing the Kobe's, he had 36, 11, and 8. And last night wearing the James Harden Adidas, he had a triple-double. So
the shoes, money. It's got to be the shoes, money.
It very well could be. Yeah. So Nick thought this was funny. And so he wanted me to share this, but you can feel for me a little bit in my life. You know that the fact that my wife is has the biggest heart on the planet for animals, it normally makes me have some extra duties. But this morning, I was taking our four dogs for a walk, and they all lunged towards the front grass, and I realized that there was a baby bird in the grass that is still alive, and I looked up and realized it had fallen out of a nest. So I walked the dogs, got back, and my mother-in-law is staying with us. And by the time I got back, she was hovering over it. And I said, don't touch it, because if you don't touch it and we can find a way to get it back in the nest, then the mother bird will still take care of it and it'll be okay. She goes, oh, I already touched it. I'm like, okay. So I'm figuring, all right, well, you know, I guess maybe this one's not going to make it. I'm not sure what's going to happen. So I pull out of the driveway and I said, I'm going to go grab some coffee at Starbucks. I'll be right back. By the time I pulled back in the driveway, mom had the box with holes in it. And I thought, oh Lord, this is not going to be good. And so she goes, call Lisa right away. We need to get this bird to the wildlife sanctuary. I was like, what?
And isn't it already kind of out in the wild?
Yeah, like it's out. So of course, wifey sets it up for me, like, I'll meet you halfway and you bring the bird to me. And because she knows every shelter and animal rescue in the city, she would take care of it from there. Then the butt came. The butt is never good, as we all know. She goes, I'll meet you halfway, but I'll have to cancel my workout. And you know that then I'll have to not work out today. And you know that, you know, it's hard to get these sessions with my trainer. And I'm like, So why don't you just give me the address?
So you caved in.
So I said, I guess I'll leave now and an hour early, head into town and take care of this. She's like, oh, okay, good. No, you know, not, no, honey, don't do that. No, I know you got the show to prep for and Barry's on the road. No, just, okay, good. So I went on this witch hunt to find, what I call it, Nick, the Texas Wildlife Preserve or something like that. Yeah. And thankfully, the signs when someone's running for political office are bigger than the sign to find this place on Old Katy Road. But I walk in, and I finally find it, which it looks like one of the warehouses to hold tractors at a golf course, but it's there. I find it finally. I pull in. I'm walking up to the front. And this is, please ring the doorbell and be careful. I'm thinking, ring the doorbell, be careful. What am I being careful of? The lady comes and buzzes me in. I'm not a half step in the front door, and I kid you not, to my right, not chained up, not anywhere kind of harnessed, is a hawk about 4 feet tall with talons that look like it could rip through my skin at any second. And I'm going, whoa. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's our hawk. I'm like, oh, I could see that.
Hawkie but McScratch face.
I was like, yeah, is anything holding? Oh, he's been through a lot. I'm like, and I don't need him to go through anymore. I'm right here. And some lady's like, can we pet it? I go, are you out of your mind?
Oh, my God.
And she's got kids. She's like, can we get a tour and can we pet it? I'm like, okay, lady, look, just take a step back for a second. And I say to the lady, so I don't know how often this happens, but this bird fell out of a tree in our front yard. My wife sent a brief. She goes, oh, yeah, I'll need you to fill out paperwork. I'm like, what am I filling out paperwork for? She's like, well, don't you want to make a donation? I was like, I'm donating the bird so that you can take care of it. And she's like, oh, well, you have to fill out the paperwork anyway and let me look. I open the shoebox, and within 3 seconds, she goes, oh, that's a mockingbird. We'll take it right now. Just took the bird in the back. I go, is it going to be okay? She's like, oh, we got it from here. I'm like, but is it going to be okay? I go, you know what? Never mind. You got it. Filled out the paperwork. She goes, did you see the part about the donation? I go, I sure did. Here you go. And she's like, okay. And so I told my wife I donated $2,000.
You told her that?
I texted her that. I just wanted to see if she'd react. And she actually reacted by calling me going, hey, honey, did you make a donation? And I said, yeah, did you see that? I donated $2,000. And she goes, okay, but really? I'm like, okay, it was worked out. We're fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, one animal at a time, I'm saving Houston.
Look at you, Joel.
No.
Barry, would you have caved in? Would you have taken it to the wildlife, what is it, sanctuary?
Whatever it's called.
Probably, yeah. I probably would have. Dang. If that would have been best for the bird. What are you going to do, just throw it somewhere?
That bird would have died a slow death on my front yard. I'll tell you that right now.
What?
Wow, Nick, you're so harsh.
Because no one's going to pick it up.
Lisa, you're going to be the Barry's favorite cats person might for her have. To hate.
No.
The Wildlife Center of Texas, it was called.
No, there's actually one, and I'm kind of surprised that you went that far. I want to say I've done that before in most city. Like, there's like I think there's like a wildlife preserve in most city on the older side of most city. Because we've done it with pigeons and we've done it with birds before as well. We also got we have a lot of ducks in the front yard as well. So we've taken it there. But I don't know why is that the closest one that you could find?
Look, do you think I found it? No, I just went where the wife said that's where you take.
Yeah.
She said when you have situations like this, this is the one place that will not only take the bird, but feed it and make sure that they take care of it. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. Just at least it's not like in spring. At least it was somewhere on the way to getting to work. So I just took care of it.
Oh, you're such a hero.
No.
Hey, is Lisa a big PETA, like, contributor?
So it's funny you mentioned that, Barry. She hasn't been in the past, but has done some things in which they were supportive of her and decided that because of it, she's taking her non-meat eating to a new level and become full-fledged vegan.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, so she keeps, every day, she keeps saying, you know, everything is kind of open-ended. Like, hey, I'm going out to get this ice cream, this vegan ice cream. They don't make it with dairy products, but it still tastes great. Yeah, interested? No.
No.
You sure? Well, I'm positive. You want to try the vegan options at this restaurant? Nope, sure don't. She's like, you're not going to do this with me? I go, hunt. Just because you decided to do it? Nah, it's not my thing. I'm not going that far. No, but yeah, she's now going full-fledged vegan.
The wife did the... no eating meat for a while, but she didn't go full vegan, but she quickly, you know, was like, no, I can't do that forever.
How about the fact that her friend, Lisa's friend in LA, sent her, Sprinkles cupcakes, which are amazing.
Right.
But somehow they've already had the conversation because there were three rows of cupcakes, chocolate, vanilla, and four that had V's on them. I'm like, what do we got, virgin cupcakes? She goes, oh, those are the vegan ones. I go, you're S-ing me. And she's like, no. Kirk found out that they make vegan at Sprinkles, so he sent us those too. I was like, oh, my God, this is going too far too quickly already. But, yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah. It's
Did you see this story that PETA is suing a photographer who apparently had left his camera lying around and a monkey – picked up his phone or his camera and took a selfie. And then a photographer published it. And PETA was like, whoa, you don't own the copyright for that. The monkey does.
What?
It was like, yeah. And so PETA is now in court, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, trying to get this because the case got thrown out. I think the judge, I don't know the exact quote, but I'm sure it went something like, get the hell out of here. This is ridiculous. I don't know. But Yeah, they're tying up the court system so that a monkey can own the copyright to a selfie.
That monkey nailed that selfie, by the way.
Yeah,
like good. It was like a perfectly taken selfie.
And I don't have a problem with PETA, but this is a little much, right? Like, I mean, surely you could find better ways, like to spend the money on animals and not trying to prove a point in the court system. It just seems silly.
Yeah, sometimes they go a little far with some of the demonstrations and the other things. And of course, I still go back to the days where Les Alexander's wife was, like, I think one of the founders of PETA, and we had to have the middle of the media guide every year. The back page in the middle had to have a PETA ad, and some of the choices of ads, you want to talk about inappropriate. I mean, there's no other way to
like,
put it. There was
like
a couple
the dead animals or the naked ones.
No, you can go back in your early years of the Rockets when Les first brought the team. The middle ad for PETA was a slaughtered cow.
Wow, so just like a stack of hamburgers or just a dead cow?
No, like this is what we're basically with the message of so don't eat meat and don't do this and don't do that. But like the people in the media would just like be flipping through the pages, and all of a sudden you'd feel like them have lunch come in the back of their throat. And they're like, and they look like, what the hell is that? I'm like, yeah. Now the supermodel in just lettuce leaves went over a lot better, but yeah, that's those people can get over the top in a hurry.
Yeah.
So speaking of over the top in a hurry, we're already 1 hour in, and you actually are sounding better. So. Why don't we get a little hydration and a chance to hit the head, and we'll come back with a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I want the record to show that I did make a donation to whatever wildlife preserve that was, because otherwise I would have heard about that. But happy wife, happy life. So, yes, Dr. Dre on 290. Sometimes you have to make those kind of considerate moves. Right now, I'm going to tell you guys about an outstanding giveaway that we have right now for you as part of the Usual Suspects. We always like to give back to you, the listeners, and nothing is better than an opportunity for your first through fifth grader to get a free entry into the James Harden Pro Camp. Yep, that's right. Your kid gets the experience of a lifetime to win a free registration to learn from and interact with the Beard, Houston's All-Star Guard James Harden, at his basketball pro camp. It's sponsored by Kroger, presented by BBVA Compass, and it's at Legends Sports Complex in the Woodlands. It's next weekend, Saturday, July the 22nd, and Sunday, July the 23rd. Boys and girls from first through fifth grade will meet each morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for sessions. For more information, log on to jameshardencamp.com. So you can win. We're going to take caller number 21 right now on the listener line, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and make sure you can use it if you win it. If you have a first through fifth grader, no El Jefe, you cannot participate. It has to be first through fifth graders. But if you can and you have you want to win and you have someone that is in first through fifth grade that can play and wants to participate, by all means, caller 21 right now, 713-780-ESPN. Barry?
Someone texted the show and said they fed Joel's bird to that hawk.
That'd be messed up, man.
Right after I left. It's a possibility.
Oh,
but you
that
know
makes
what?
Me laugh. That's so funny.
I did wash my hands of it, but yeah.
I mean, I don't like the fact that job. She didn't really give you any type of reassurance when she took the bird. Like that, I'm sure Lisa wouldn't have been okay
I guess it happens all the time because she just like, oh, yeah, that's a mockingbird. Let me get that. And just turned and whisked it away into the back. And I'm hoping it's in a sanctuary eating worms. I have no idea.
We've got plenty of disabled mockingbirds back there. It'll be with its friends.
No, I mean, I don't know that it's disabled. I know it could have been if I didn't yank my dog's leash at the right time.
It gets all the best parking at the bird bath now. It's disabled.
Yeah, they have the wheelchair. Right up front. Yeah, the wheelchair that wheels it right up to the front. No question.
You're saving lives, Joel.
Yeah, just like CP3 is going to be saving lives across Houston starting today on
Did you
CP3
see the
day.
Report? Jonathan Fagan, I think he's of the Chronicle?
Chronicle, yep.
And he was saying that the headlines, I didn't get a chance to read it, but the headline was Chris Paul is going to, like, I basically reintroduce the two-point shot to the system. I don't know if you had any thoughts to that, or if it's necessary, or if it's a bad move.
I mean, look, he also said during the press conference just a minute ago, he and Harden have talked every day since the deal was made. I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but as I said when Jenny was on, the big thing is, it's one thing to be sitting in the club talking to your boy about, man, this would be great if we played together and we could really do some damage. But when it gets down to it, it's that and a whole lot more. It's, you know, the two-point shot. It's the defensive side of the ball. You heard Jenny say, just like I have heard from the people that I know that are on top of the situation, that Chris Paul is one of those guys. Like, he's going to call you out and he's going to come at you. And there's going to have to be some give and take between those two guys. And I said all along, Barry's had it pinpointed, you know, right down to a T. This is all on James. If James is open to this, if James adapts well, because there are so many personalities being kicked around if Carmelo comes too, but particularly with a guy that is so dominant of a personality in the locker room and on the floor like Chris Paul, it's on James to be able to make this work.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be really interesting to see if they can really do something. Like, if it would, you know, Barry, if the two-point shot would, you know, would actually fit in a three-point type of system in D'Antoni's offense. You know, it may be something necessary, it may not be. I just, you know, I figured that'd be basically changing the landscape and the identity of the team if you do that. Because it was essentially non-existent. I mean,
it absolutely does. Yeah, you know, there was always the joke on the broadcast that if you took a two-point shot, that you were going to get in trouble.
You know,
Nate was grandfathered in, and I think that they let Ryan Anderson, you know, take an 18-footer every now and then. But, yeah, I mean, it does change the dynamic of how this team plays and the strategy that they go out there with, but it's not such a bad thing. I mean, especially if he's knocking them down, you know, how many times did you see them just shooting threes just because and think, you know, he could have came in on that shot, you know, he could have gotten a little closer to the rim. So I'm not married to them just shooting threes. If this helps them win, whatever, I don't care. Just win. If that's what it's going to take to beat Golden State, fine. Then start shooting two-pointers. Who cares?
I mean, yeah, here's the thing. The bottom line for all of this is D'Antoni's system is not a one-point guard, one-ball handler system. And you look no further than whoever gets the rebound in a lot of cases pushes the ball up the floor. James has it most of the time, but if Eric Gordon would get it, you know, even to some regards, if Ariza gets it, Beverly got it, they pushed it up the floor. And the system works best, and he said numerous times he would love to have that second point guard on the floor or a ball handler on the floor that could also consistently knock down shots, both twos and threes. Pat Beverly, unfortunately, wasn't that guy. But if you have a Chris Paul and you think about how this system works best, James, if he's the primary ball handler, crosses midcourt. Once he starts getting into the offense, he gets double-teamed. So what he does is he kicks it over to Chris Paul. Now you can either pick your poison as a defense. If you double him too, you're probably going to have three shooters open. If you try and keep him with a single coverage, he can blow by you, he can get in the lane, and he can dribble, penetrate, and kick. Or he can just flat out make one basketball move. The defense has to collapse to close the lane down, and you're going to have shooters wide open on the wing, whether it be for a two or a three. If you want to expand it to twos, that's fine, but it worked pretty well with just the threes. And even if they don't do anything else, as long as they have Gordon and Anderson on the wings, it's going to be a pretty successful regular season, I think, for this team.
Yeah, there's going to be some stat nerd losing his mind, though. That was a low percentage shot. Well, it went in. That's all I care about at the end of the day.
Well, that's the thing that you don't realize. With these analytics people, when they go over the top, it's like it's not just like a two versus a three. It's, do you know that his statistical percentage in with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter with his left hand on the right side when shooting it from 18 to 21 feet is only 33.14%? No, I didn't know that. What happens when a right-handed passer throws it to the left-hand side? I don't know and I don't care. Can he play?
You got to understand
that. Dexter. Do you want a bleep or what? That's the only thing I remember from Revenge of the Nerds. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous how deep they can go. I mean, if you really want them to delve into it, they overanalyze. I mean, they got stuff in the roof. I kid you not. They have cameras and things in the roof that can follow and track how many miles these guys run when they're on the floor, how far they jumped, how high, what angle they took when they left the floor for an entire game. They chart all of this crap. I don't know how that translates into, does Trevor get along with Chris Paul? And in the fourth quarter, can he make shots? And can he create his own? Okay, yeah. I'm good with it.
And a guy like Lou Williams completely shatters that. Like, he's basically a low percentage player. Every one of his shots, you're like, oh, that's a low percentage shot. But he had to develop into that player. He had to prove that he can take these weird shots on a fadeaway.
He and Jamal Crawford might be the two best shooters at shooting really bad, tough shots.
Yeah. He had to prove himself. He had to develop into that type of player. And then it kind of just goes against all stats and charting and analytics that you – it does. Like, he's like an anomaly in a lot of ways.
CPA3 also said Ariza is what he considers one of his closest and best friends, which I did not know. So at least, you know, that helps. But I don't know that that helps James Harden, because if you believe what you've heard about from Game 5 and – in the locker rooms, Trevor's the guy that's been the one guy that will stand up and challenge Harden. Now he's going to have help. So we'll see how that plays out.
Challenge him on the court too. We've seen it. So
We'll see. But like Barry said, you know, maybe he's going to be respectful and he's going to do his best to keep it out of the public eye. But I think at some point, push comes to shove, where it's going to rear its head, because that's who Chris Paul is. He's not a bite your tongue kind of guy.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like the Knicks are putting off talks about Carmelo just as posturing?
Yeah, depending on how you define posturing, I think what they're going to do is, and Nick and I were talking about this before the show, I think the reason why they're doing this is because they've now identified an outside source to be their general manager. The last thing they want, especially if things don't work out, and I know it's rare that the chances are that something's not going to work out with the Knicks, if this guy comes in and says, look, I wasn't given the chance to succeed because before I even got here, they already had agreed to trade Carmelo Anthony, the team's best player, and that really screwed me. So I think in one regard, they're padding the brakes because they want this guy in on all the discussions. They want him to feel like, hey, I'm a part of this, I have a say-so in this, and I believe that this was the right move or the wrong move or, you know, our move. I also think that when you look at things, and I mentioned this with Jenny, I mean, one of the things is they got to find a third and maybe a fourth team. And because of the fact that in making the deal to get their general manager from Sacramento, they had to make a trade. So Scott Perry comes from Sacramento to the Knicks to be their GM, but they have to give up money and a second round pick. And then because of loopholes in the new collective bargaining agreement, you can't make another deal between the Knicks and Kings for a full year. So Sacramento was rumored to be one of those teams that could help facilitate this trade. Now they're out. And that may have been, and Jenny alluded to this too, that may have been one of the reasons why they said we got to table this as well, because now they got to find a third and or a fourth participant that isn't named the Sacramento Kings. The Bucks were in. They were rumored Portland might now be a team willing to step in. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to call posturing, but I think you're onto something. I think it's definitely a possibility.
I was going to say, I mean, everything you just said makes sense, but, you know, at face value, as soon as I read that headline, I was like, yeah, they're just trying to get more. Maybe they're just, you know.
And they are using the same guy.
More out of it.
Because it's Ian Begley. Ian Begley was a guy who reported that Carmelo Anthony felt, quote unquote, confident that the deal would get done, and now he's the guy that's saying they're tabling it.
And they're saying they want to meet with Carmelo, and Carmelo's out there saying, I don't care if they meet with me or not. I'm not happy because I figured I was going to one of two places I wanted to go. And he said flat out, I thought I was going to Houston. So, you know, all signs indicate they're still – look, Barry, I think that the framework of the deal is still sitting on the table, and I think that they'll probably broach it again. But like Nick and I were talking about yesterday, the big thing is that if it's only Ryan Anderson, great. But if it involves Capella, which now we're hearing it could be Capella and Ariza as part of a deal, now you're really screwing with your rotation, and I think that might be too much.
All right.
Okay. All right, so we'll step away for a quick sec, take a break, and we'll head up with a whole lot more. Astros back on the diamond tonight, opening up a homestand with the Minnesota Twins over the weekend. Plenty more to get to other than that. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN. Barry on location after the doorbell and the oil change. Now he is experiencing the full Doppler radar in Wichita, and we're making it work through technology.
Halfway through the show, you feeling better?
I'm getting there. I am able to move my head a little bit without feeling like I'm going to puke everywhere.
You're like slowly getting your voice back.
Yeah, it is coming back a little bit. Yeah.
Slowly.
I'm on my third bottle of Gatorade.
Oh, those electrolytes do wonders.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Go get you some Pedialyte. Tighten you right up.
I haven't eaten since the Banh Mi burrito, which was, I don't know what time. I lost track of time shortly after I got off stage, but it's been a while. So I'm starting to get hungry, but I'm still nervous if I eat anything.
How'd the actual show go?
Went good. It was ladies' night. Oh. And no, it was.
Was it half price if you were wearing flannel?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, it was. It was a good show though. It was fun. The headliner's name is Trix, T-R-I-X-X. He's really funny. And the host Megan, she's really good too. Yeah, so it's been a fun show.
Now, normally, not all the time you said, but normally, sometimes you would take a shot or have a small glass of whiskey just to kind of not too much, but just to kind of keep you relaxed. Are you doing the same? For tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Usually I go on stage with a drink, just a, you know, whiskey and Diet Coke. And it's 50-50 that it might just be a bottle of water up there.
What about the hair of the dog theory?
No. God, no.
No?
There were several people tweeting and texting me like, oh, you need to take a shot. You need to go drink some, you know, drink whatever you were drinking last night. Drink one. Or you need to, somebody said, eat some menudo. I'm just like, oh, God.
Never made me feel better. I've tried it. I kind of tried it, but I couldn't continue. Like, I had too much whiskey one night. The next morning, I tried having some more. It didn't help me.
I've never had success with that philosophy.
But a lot of people are like convinced that if they just crack open a beer at 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, on a morning that they're extremely hungover, that they would feel better. For me, it just never worked.
I can't. This is one of those things where I just need to be laying in bed waiting it out. Just, you know what I mean? You just sleep this off. I don't even know why I'm here. I'm telling you, I was so close to calling you guys and be like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing it.
Nick was fired up. I'm not going to lie. I mean, he was actually seeing if there's anything he could have Federal Express to your doorstop that might look like a remedy, but could end up giving him another day in the co-pilot chair.
By the way, I was telling Joel I wanted to mention this about the restroom at Truck Fitters. It was fine. Why did you go to the Chinese restaurant across the street or in the plaza next to it?
Because, dude, their restroom is right there in the lobby, and I had the boo-boo. And I'm not taking a big old boo-boo right there, and then it smells up their lobby. That's rude.
Did you tell him about the sign?
Oh, we forgot.
No, we needed to get a picture. There's a sign on the front door because as soon as Tosh and the marketing crew started putting the ESPN signs up, they kind of knew we were coming. But there was a sign on the front door of the Chinese place that said, no shirt, no shoes, no Barry.
We forgot to take a picture of it.
Yeah, they were already pre-planning for the fact that you were going to do another drive-by.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that one?
I'll still use it. Hey, I have a good story to report from the text line. Some good news.
All right.
Hey, guys. I texted your show a few weeks ago about how your show helped me with my job hunting and being unemployed. Well, today marks the end of my first week at my new job. Again, thank you guys for all you do. You help keep me focused during a tough time. Oh, and I took Barry's advice and got out and did errands. And didn't just sit at home and masturbate all day. So we are changing lives, guys.
The doubleheader. Oh, that's good, without man. Getting the other head involved. That's fantastic. Yeah,
congratulations on the job, man. That's
absolutely. Really good.
A couple of people in our last segment were texting asking about the Rockets and Jonathan Simmons. And I know you've given your thoughts before, Joel, but I'll let you speak on it again.
Yeah, and San Antonio is already in negotiations to try and bring him back. It'll be interesting to see at what price. You know, Jonathan Simmons is not a guy that's going to put you over the top with Golden State. Jonathan Simmons is a nice quality role player. At least he was for a year. But a lot of people thought that you were going to have to overpay to get him. And I don't think he's, you got a PJ Tucker now. I don't think you need a Jonathan Simmons. So I think he's out there. I know he's playing in the No Excuses Summer Pro League at Fondy, But I just, and I know he's a Houston kind of guy, but I don't see it being a fit for the Rockets. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's depth. It's quality depth, but I don't want to see him, you know, beat Kelvin Cato where, okay, yeah, you did have a good run in the playoffs
right. At
one time.
Right. And the thing is, too, as long as you keep Trevor Ariza and you have P.J. Tucker, you probably don't need him. Now, if Ariza has to be included in the deal, now you may open up a need for him.
Yeah.
And then the question is at what price? Because we all know that they're getting, you know, they're starting to get a little bit depleted on the financial side if they pull the other deal with the Knicks, and also depleted on assets if they lose another starter or another couple players. So that's all going to factor in, and then it becomes at what price are you wanting to join the Rockets? We talked about it yesterday. Hopefully those veteran free agents, if they pull off the Melo deal, say there's enough there to compete. I want to play with a chance to win a ring and be like David West. But right now they're not lining up, evidently.
No.
Well, I mean, he's also got to keep his options open. He can't lock anybody into a contract till he makes this thing happen because he's got to see what he needs from a cap perspective.
It's going to be interesting. You know, the more you look at it, it's like, how are they going to make this work? Yeah. I mean, if Golden State can do it, though, you need stars and you need guys to be willing to take a little less to go compete. So it's just, can you find the guys with enough talent and enough willingness to take less money to make it all work? That's the trick.
I retweeted it. I don't know if you saw it, but I'll actually pull it out and try and get it. But there was a list of productivity for guys that are still currently on the market as free agents that might help some people because of the fact that we were talking about what big men are out there, but not just necessarily big men. What guys are out there that might still be able to be brought in at a decent price that can help the team? So I'll dig that up in the break, and we can also hit on that. But you've also got news about your favorite team and your favorite running back, Ezekiel Elliott, right?
Yeah, we can get on that. He might get suspended. We can talk that. And we're starting to get people are starting to text me their hangover cures. So I'd be interested to see like what, you know, some people say a Bloody Mary. Some people say Menudo. I'm interested to see what our listeners do to cure a hangover.
You got to listen to Menudo or do something with it?
No, you eat a bowl of Menudo.
Oh, I don't even know what Menudo is. I thought it was a singing group, a Latin singing group. That's just me. All right, we'll get hangover cures, available free agents, and a story about Ezekiel Elliott along with a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. You are talking to the usual suspects or listening to the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN
97.5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, baby.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, I gave you an opportunity to participate with the Beard in his camp. Now I'm going to give you an opportunity for 6th through 12th graders only. The kids get an experience of a lifetime. They get a chance right now to win a free registration for a child between 6th and 12th grade only. So only if you have a kid between the grades of 6th and 12th grade should you call. But if you do have a child and you'd like to get them a free entry into the James Harden Pro Camp, then here's what you do. Your caller, 17 right now, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. That your kids get the experience of a lifetime. They learn and interact with Houston's all-star guard James Harden at the Basketball Pro Camp, sponsored by Kroger and presented by BBVA Compass. It's at Legends Sports Complex in the Woodlands, and it's next weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. The 6th through 12th grade sessions will meet each morning, meet each afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. For more information, go to jameshardencamp.com if you don't win. But again, caller 17, you get a free entry for a child between 6th and 12th grade. All right. Without further ado, Barry, Josh wants to get in here and talk NBA real quick. Let's see what he's got.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, he just told me that Jonathan Simmons signed with the Magic, so that's good because what I want is for us to take all the weapons away from the Spurs and the Warriors. I want us to give Andre Iguodala whatever he wanted, $75 million. I don't care. The Warriors are going to be in the luxury tax so much that it's not even funny, more than any other team, and it's because they're going to win championships. That's why. Because they bring these weapons back. We have to take weapons away from these good teams. I'm glad he went to the Magic. I'm glad he didn't go back to the Spurs. We don't want the Spurs to be any better. We don't want the Warriors to be any better. If that's what we're doing, if we're the 1-2-3, and we want to go for Melo, then let's go for broke. Let's pay. I didn't want the Warriors to get Nick Young. I didn't want any of those people to go to the Warriors. We should have paid everybody millions upon millions of dollars so that it would have just made them worse. I mean, it's an arms race, and we can't let those teams continue to sign good people or re-sign people like Andre Iguodala.
Dude, getting Nick Young might be accomplishing exactly what you want to have happen, though. Mm-hmm. That dude could blow the whole thing up.
I don't know. The only thing that's going to blow that up is if Kevin Durant or Steph Curry get hurt. As long as they have those two guys, I mean, the rest of them can have Klay Thompson can go through a season and be. He can be. He's okay. He wasn't the superstar all star that we knew from years back. But because they have those guys on our team, when Kevin Durant went down, Steph Curry stepped up. As long as they have those two guys, I don't really see it blowing up. But I just don't want us to let these super teams continue to get better with good role players. Don't let even Zaza Pachulia. I'm like, we don't even need him on our team. We don't even need Jonathan Simmons on our team. He's not even a good fit for our team, but don't let them go to these other good teams. Just to make them worse, I would pay so much money just for these role players to not be on those teams.
I feel your point, and they made a good hard run at Andre Iguodala. They just weren't going to completely overpay, and we appreciate the call. It's just one of those situations where they're worried about handling their business first, and I was basically tongue-in-cheek with Nick Young, but Nick Young does not put the fear of God in me in any way, shape, or form for helping the Warriors. He literally could screw some things up because that dude's got a couple screws loose. Now, I think Caspi's a nice fit. We've talked about the fact that people are going to want to line up to play with them because they want to win championships, but I mean, within reason, most of the pieces that they need locked up are locked up.
Yeah, and to his point about Klay Thompson being I don't think that I would describe Klay Thompson's season as
Barry, come on. You don't think that the Pacers, because the Pacers picked up the phone supposedly.
I saw that.
And called the Warriors and said, we'll do Paul George for Klay Thompson straight up. That's because Klay Thompson's just
What I found hilarious about that is when they talked to George and then, you know, his I guess in a press conference later, he was like, yeah, they told me about that. And sure, it would have been nice to go over there and be able to compete for a championship. But I'm here and I'm excited. Like what? Did you just say that? Like,
yeah.
I know what you meant, but oh, that sounded terrible to be like, oh, yeah, it would have been great to be on a team that can compete for a championship. But I like what we're doing here.
I'm happy here anyway. Right.
What? Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Lots of hangover. Joel, do you have a hangover cure? What is yours?
The one that I always knew growing up in the Midwest was before you go to bed, you take two Advil liquid gels and you have to like basically chug a minimum of like 32 ounces of water. And obviously food before bed can help even more. But I've had pretty positive results clearing up a hangover with the massive water amounts and Advil before bed.
Okay. So we've got coconut water plus cannabis equals hangover cure. Okay. Not doing part of that. Best hanger.
Yeah, coconut water is hard to find.
Best hangover cure ever. BC powder straight, then pound a bottle Coke. You'll be good in an hour. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. I believe him. Like, if your name includes the word beer in it, I'm pretty sure you know what you're doing.
I'm with you. But what is BC powder? What am I missing?
It's like a aspirin, but it's it looks like cocaine. It's chopped up into powder.
So it gets in your system quicker.
Yeah, it comes in a like a plastic wrapper, like almost like chewing gum. You know how when you pull a stick of gum out and it's wrapped in that foil or paper or whatever?
Right.
Like, do you remember the old Fruit Stripes gum, by the way, with the giraffe on it that would lose its flavor in
like 13
27
seconds?
Yep. Yeah, you're done already. It was kind of the BC powder is kind of wrapped like that. But yeah, you pour it in your mouth and you don't take a pill. Really gross though. So that's that. NASCAR Johnny said, drink coconut water. It'll hydrate you and take some ibuprofen. Coconut water is disgusting. I don't know that would probably.
I can't say that I've ever had it.
Well. I've had it. It's not disgusting. Gross. It just doesn't taste good.
Does it taste like coconuts?
A little. Yeah, a little.
I've heard Pedialyte, Barry. I wasn't kidding about that. Yeah, I know Gatorade has always been a remedy, but I've heard Pedialyte kind of speeds up the process.
Yeah, I have heard that as well. Steelers fan Juan said, hangover cure, make yourself vomit. I know it sucks. Nope. That's what I'm trying to avoid, Steelers fan Juan. Oh, shut up. You're like Chet on Weird Science. Yeah.
So we can get
you guys
off
the- want to eat this greasy ash tree?
I will say I've heard more than one or two players in the Rockets locker room request coconut water following a game.
Really?
I will say that. Like they'll yeah. I've heard Beverly and I want to say Ariza request.
Jason Terry had some like magic water concoction that he was drinking all the time too.
Did he?
Yeah, so, it was like in a glass bottle on the bench and at practices. It was different than what they were drinking.
This one says, chug some sweet tea. The combo of caffeine and sugar does wonders. Then drink a beer and stop being a puss like Nick. Just playing. Love the show.
That's fantastic. Okay, so before we get off NBA and get out of the second hour, I just want to get this list for you. And Barry, it's kind of got a little of your analytics because it's the by plus minus the top 83 guys still available. I'll only read 75 of the 83. I'm kidding. So number one, Pau Gasol. Two, Nerlens Noel. But
Does it give estimates like value? Like
it just says this is just the plus minus, and Gasol was a plus 3.7. So it's not like you're going to get double digit plus minuses out of these guys. But the top 10 were Pau Gasol, Nerlens Noel, David Lee, Mason Plumlee, Ginobili, Jeff Withey, JaVale McGee, Jamichael Green, and Luke Richard Mbamute, and then Maurice Spates. And the second 10 were guy, at least one guy you mentioned. Second 10 were Tony Allen, Nikolai Mirotic, Rondo, Bogut, Lavoy Allen, Anthony Tolliver, James Michael McAdoo, Willie Reed, Matt Barnes, who I would just love for them to get, and Dante Cunningham. So there's no big names out there that really kind of float your boat and go, oh, wait a minute, Roy Hibbert's on this list, or Ty Lawson, let's try that experiment again. Tarik Black. No, not really. There's really not a lot to choose from.
It's depth at this point, right? You're just trying to get one of those first 10 guys is some depth.
I'm looking at, depth. I'll tell you what,
and
one guy that.
And not overpay for him. That's to me, that's
the key. Big. You're right. And one guy that just, and looking at this list, I don't care what his plus minus was. If Mike Dunleavy Jr. has anything left in the tank, that's the kind of guy that can help because he can shoot.
Yeah.
But this list is pretty weak. All right, so we got two in the books, one to go, and Barry's got an Ezekiel Elliott story on the back burner and ready to fire it up. So when we get back, we'll talk about Zeke and the fact that you Cowboy fans may be having to do without him. It's funny, Nick and I were talking yesterday with you people about the fact that one running back in particular decided that in D'Angelo Williams, the Cowboys would not be on his list, and you guys got your panties all in a wad and got all bent out of shape, but then I tried to tell you don't need him. Now maybe you do in a short spurt. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more on the final hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.